Washington. This is VOA News. Ukrainian separatists ready to discuss ceasefire and prisoner exchange. Abdullah threatens to pull out of Afghan political process. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian separatist leader Andrei Prigin says he is ready to discuss a ceasefire and prisoner exchange at peace talks in Minsk. The first round ended Monday with no major progress. But Prigin, leader of the self-proclaimed Republican Donetsk, and the pro-Russian separatists say they are willing to remain part of Ukraine if they are granted more autonomy. There has been no official reaction from Kiev. Earlier Monday, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused Russia of open aggression in his country. Iraqi officials say Iraqi troops, Kurdish fighters, and Shiite militiamen entered the town of Suleiman Bek, south of Kirkuk, ending 3 months of control by Islamic State militants. Iraqi forces entered the town a day after they broke a two-month Islamic State siege of the nearby town of Amrli. The U.S. military says it is continuing airstrikes against Islamic State targets, carrying out three attacks on Sunday near the Mosul Dam. Fierce fighting is reported in a northeastern Nigerian city of Bama, with soldiers trying to repel an attack by Islamist militant group Boko Haram. A local security official told VOA soldiers pushed back the initial assault, but the militants regrouped and attacked again. Military sources say 70 militants have been killed in the fighting. There is no word on the army's casualties. Lesotho's prime minister is asking for Southern African peacekeepers to be sent to his country following an apparent coup attempt over the weekend. An aide to Thomas Tabani says the prime minister made the request in Pretoria on Monday with officials from the Southern African Development. This is VOA News. After boycotting a United Nations-supervised audit of all votes from last June's disputed runoff, Afghan presidential hopeful Abdullah Abdullah is now threatening to pull out from the entire political process. Abdullah and rival candidate Ashraf Ghani have already both pulled their observers from the vote validating process. Ayaz Ghul reports.
On Monday, a spokesman for former Foreign Minister Abdullah said talks have collapsed, blaming the other side for the failure. Spokesman Muslim Sadat tells VOA that despite public pledges, the Ghani campaign has gone back on its commitment to form a national unity government.
We have set a deadline for tomorrow, which means in 24 hours, if they did not come and agreed with our requests and demands, both on the political and technical side, we will withdraw from the process. And any result coming out of this illegal, illegitimate process will not be acceptable for one team.
Sadat said Abdullah will hold a news conference on Tuesday to explain how and what went wrong with both the political talks and technical process. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pakistani security forces have cleared hundreds of anti-government protesters from the state television studio in Islamabad after they seized the building and briefly took the channel off the air. The protesters are demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The United Nations is calling for the international community to help protect Iraq's minorities against persecution by militants from the Islamic State group. UN officials say the group is guilty of crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein has details.
One-third of the UN Council's 44 member states must request a special session for it to be held. In this case, two-thirds of the members voted for the emergency debate on the situation in Iraq. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Flavia Panzieri describes in painful detail the many violations being carried out by the militants, including targeted killings, forced conversions, abductions, slavery, sexual and physical abuse, and torture. She accuses the Islamists of ruthlessly carrying out what may amount to ethnic and religious cleansing in areas under their control. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Turkey is accusing 33 police of seeking to overthrow the government of newly elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Authorities detained at least 20 police Monday during raids in 16 cities across Turkey. Americans are celebrating Labor Day, a national holiday honoring the contributions from the nation's workers. The holiday has also come to mark the unofficial end of summer in the United States. The first Monday in September became an official holiday back in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.